Shulman, who was really responsible for doing all of the work that's necessary to put this together. So Rabbi Shulman, we thank you, and the Halavai Vaisa should continue to put together quality programming for Rabbinic Alumni Yeshiva University. We are privileged to be able to present to you throughout the day three understanding the Teva of Rabbi Yitzchak Elkanan, beginning this morning with the shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Wanderman, an outstanding speaker, who is the Rosh Yeshiva at Hank, the Hebrew Academy of Nassau County. Certainly in that, but throughout the country as well, not only as an outstanding speaker, but as a prolific writer. If you are familiar with this part, the commission of the Rabbinical Council of America, and will speak to us this morning on some of the halakha hashkafa of Rabbi Yitzchak Elkanan. A little bit later this morning, Rav Lam will continue with the theme of Rabbi Yitzchak Elkanan, with the Shir Dvarnish of the Lev of Umdana, and then in Yirta Shem this afternoon, we'll have the opportunity of hearing from Rav Gedalia Schwartz, the Rosh Bezdin of the RCA Bezdin, which just arrived. Baruch HaBaruch Schwartz, it's good to have you here, who will speak on the Rav, community and rabbinic authority using the paradigm of Rabbi Yitzchak Elkanan. So promises to be a very interesting day. It's my pleasure now to present to you Shlomo Wanderman for the opening shiur this morning.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Powertop. I'll tell you, I'm a little shocked. It's the first time we started so early. We're only 7-8 minutes late. We never started at this early hour. Usually it's 30 minutes, 35 minutes. Okay. When I spoke to Rabbi Powerkamp, originally I was told, it was suggested that I speak about Rabbi Yitzchak Elkanan. Well, I never had this first 100 years ago when he was nitta, I never had this first to meet Rabbi Yitzchak Elkanan, and don't know much about him, except to have a faith that they are Yitzchak. Okay. When I spoke to Rabbi Dworkin, he's going to be here, he said, when I spoke to Rabbi Dworkin, he told me I should speak about Rabbi Pesach. I mean, it's fresh in the Neyakad. So that's what I'm going to do. And besides, if I speak by Hilda's face, I have Minamuchan, I have nothing to prepare. I mean, I have a space around Pesach, all I did. I mean, I haven't made copies of what I had. I speak by one thing. I'm going to tell the people who used to learn by me that I might give a test on this. You better listen. Okay. I'll read from the tour in Simon Tovsat and Simon Tovayim Gimel. Umoyskin loy Christ Rishon, that's the beginning of the Seder, we give him the first Christ. On the Kaddish Olav, on the Lord for Tchila Boyach Yagofen, the Achra Kiddush Hayoim Shech Yonu, the Enim Evor Shehosan Nisim. Usually, when we have an Indian of Nes, Pesach commemorates the Nes, by Chanuk and Purim, we say Shehosan Nisim Avosayim, we don't say Shehosan Nisim Avosayim, and he gives the reason, the Fisha Osir Loim Loi Vahagodah. Later on in the Hagodah, there's something that's the equivalent of Shasna is not the same. It refers to the Baruch Hashem Golan and the Baruch Hashem in Mitzrayim, which deals with thanking Hashem for the Nisim that Hashem performed for us at that time. Now it says those who say Piyut, Piyutim Shabbos Hagol and the big Piyut, which this is all the Hilchos of Pesach, it says the same thing. The Eino Omer Neis Adayim, he doesn't speak yet about the Neis, the Nidnesha Asid Omer over Hagodah, because later on he's going to say from the Hagodah, the Roy the Kofor Ayin, there's no purpose of saying it twice. Why should you say it twice? You say it in the end, you don't have to say it in the beginning. Now, there's other truths in this, why we don't say Shasanism. The Marim Willem which the Prishna brings down right there. He says, the only Sishas in Islam are Mitzvahs to Rabban. A Mitzvah is a Raisa. Like Pesach, Mitzvah simply says it's Rhyme. There's no, you don't say Sishas in Islam. It doesn't explain why. But basically, let's try to discuss the Shita that from the Tur. The Tur quotes it from the Erech Haim and many others. You don't say Sishas in Islam in the beginning, because you're going to say Sishas in Islam later on. Now the question is, that we have to understand why, by Hanukkah and Purim, do we say Shas and Nisim right in the beginning? By that Mokas and before we do the mitzvah, we already say Shas and Nisim are the same. And why, by Pesach, do we say it at the end? Must be a reason. By Hanukkah and Pesachim, Shas and Nisim at the end. So I'd like to share with you something which I had. Similar things that I heard many, many years ago from our growing level, Yehuda Silver. And I'll tell you what. First, it's based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, and we say to our God, that Kuk Tezayin, Hold over the door, Chayiv Adam, Liloy says, Atzmoy, Ke'ilu Hu Yotzim in Mitzrayim. Every generation, a person must look upon himself as he himself personally came out of Mitzrayim. And it's brought in the Rambam. The Rambam also says the same thing, except the Rambam changes the word. Chayiv Adam, Liloy says, Atzmoy, the Rambam says, Chayiv Adam, Laharoy says, Atzmoy. And the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam's Gersa in the Gemara was not Liloys, but it was Laharis. So what we see from there, that on the night of Pesach, there's a chiyuv that we have to be knowing, we have to have a niyuv k'emes yad b'tzrayim. And we have to have a hargasha, we have to feel, concerning this nisiyah, as if it actually happened to us. Now what I heard from many years ago, we lived in Cincinnati, and I happened to attend a Shabbat HaGadol Rosh Hashanah, when I was Rabbi Yehuda Silver, he quoted it Tzot Nachmoneya. It's more than that. It's not just that you have to have a Hargosha, that you have to feel that as if you're going out of Mitzrayim today. It's more than that. You have to feel different Hargoshas at different times. For example, when you say Avodah Meginu, at that point, you should feel as if you're in heaven. When you say Ha'ilei Oysan HaMitzvim, at that point, you're supposed to feel the wickedness of the Mitzvah. When you say, you're supposed to feel as if you're actually crying out to Hashem. And by Yotzi'ein Hashem Mitzrayim, you're supposed to feel as if at that time you are actually being redeemed. That's the pshat. He brought several riots, the Ragachov, the Tzavon Sumer. I have to remember just, unfortunately, I only remember one. And the one that I remember, from the Gemara in Sochem, the Gemara says in Sochem that Kuf Ches, there are two shittos. First of all, Itmar Mishmei Rav Nachman, that Yayin, the cups of wine, the four cups of wine, Tzricha Mesebo, you have to have a table, you have to recline as a sign of Pelos. The Itmar Mishmei Rav Nachman, Yayin Lovoy, you say. Some people say that Yayin doesn't require a table. And the Gemara says, Machlokos, two shittos called Rav Nachman. The Gemara says, the Lot me. There's no machlokes. They both sheikhs agree. Khan, one is talking about Shprei Kati Kamoi, one is talking about the first two curses, and the other one is talking by Shprei Kati Basoi, by the last two curses. Now, which do you have to have a saver? Which don't you have to have a saver? So the Gemara says, Ikadu Ami Lahai Gisov, Ikadu Ami Lahai Gisov. Now, I'll read you the Gemara. One sheikh says that the Prey Kasi Kamoi require a saber. The first two cups require a saber. Why the Hashtag, who the Kamasu the Pharaohs? Right now, we're starting the Pharaohs. The saber symbolizes the Pharaohs. Right now, the Pharaohs starts. But Prey Kasi Kamoi, that's why Lobo is saber. The last two places don't require a saber because it's happened already. Maida Havahami. It's already after the Gula. We don't have the Gula is already finished. When we drink the last two courses, one after Birgit Tamozon and one after Halil, it's already concluded finished with the Gula. That's one track. And some say, Lai Gisra, Adarabba, Trekasi Basroi Boy Yeseva. The last two places require Yeseva. Why? Ahi Shaita, because that's right after the Royal Soil. At that time, who the Kamasul Lacheiros, that's when the redemption begins. And Trekasi Kamoi Loi Boy Yeseva. Why? Dakati Awadamayim, we're still slaves when we say the first two places. When the Hagashova asked, I mean, what do you mean we're still slaves when we say the first two curses? We're still slaves. We were redeemed thousands of years ago. I mean, how can we still say, when we're saying the Seder in 1996, we're making the Seder, how can you say that there's Kakati Avod Mayim? must be talking, says the Agashov, about the second type of Yitzhia. In other words, two gaulas are supposed to be recognized on the night of Pesach. The first gaula, the first Yitzhia from the Mitzrayim that happened a long time ago, and that might have havi, and we're not going to say about that, but we're still avodah l'ayinu, even the beginning of the Seder. And there's another gaula that takes place, the other gaula that takes place in everyone's hargosha. Which means that every person is supposed to feel upon himself, how you are the literal says Asmoi, Ki'iluhu Ba'asmoi Yosom in Israel, see the Shavuot out of Israel. And right now he's in Eretz. And right now when he's saying, Avodah Mayinu, Mitzilu Oida Avodah Zorah, Hoyah Vosenu, he's still, and Ovid Avodah Zorah. And later on, he's redeemed again by Yosienu Hashem in Israel, feels a brand new Gula. Now it's the two Gulas we're commemorating. We're talking about the gula that happened a long time ago, so says the Haggishover, and we're also talking about the gula that's happening today. Later on I'm going to try to read you some Sefer. Again, I didn't find it in some Sefer, but many years ago I went to Shabbos HaGadol Rosh, again, from Rav Yonason Shteit, who was one of the Gedolim in the past generation, who quoted some Sefer, and I'm going to read it to you in a few minutes. But now that we're saying that there are two gulas we're commemorating, we're mentioning two gulas. We have the Zephira of the Gula that happened a long time ago, and the Gula that's happening right now, we can understand perhaps the difference. In other words, we're supposed to be Margish, a Gula right now, as if it's happening to us right now, a second Gula. Right now we can understand the difference between the Mitzvah of Zephira, Yetziat Mitzrayim, which we have all year round. Says in the Mishnah, says in the Prophet, Yom Tisker, Es Yom Seisro, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. Every night, every day, there's a chiyuv of the Tisker of Mitzrayim. And on Pesach, we have the same thing. We got the limit who we're supposed to talk about Tisker Mitzrayim. Mitzvah Silek wants to know, what's the difference between these two groups? I mean, every night, we have to mention Tisker Mitzrayim and Pesach also. So, I heard a long time ago from Rav Adoyin, Rav Yosher Bez Elevechik, he gave, in the name of his father, perhaps his grandfather, Rav Chaim, he gave four tzuchim, and he added one teretz out of his own. Now, Shechter just told me a few minutes ago that actually three were from his father, and the last two were from him. And the first chilek between what's the chilek, what's the difference between the yitzia, between the sipur that we, the shira, which we have all year round, and the shira, which we have only on the night of Pesach. So, number one, first chilek he makes, and many achronim make this chilek. All year round we have it in our sechira, we're supposed to mention it. That's it. On Pesach there's an additional halacha of sipur. We have to tell the story. That's one. Another chilek he says, all year round we just mention the Man Tisker, Yom Seisro, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's what we just mentioned. On the night of Pesach, we have to also be masbir and explain the nisim and the plois Hashem did. All year round when we say Tiyat Mitzrayim, we mention Tiyat Mitzrayim, we don't mention anything of the nisim. On Pesach there's a special halacha, says Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, says the Brisker Rav, that we have to actually talk about the nisim. Number three, all year round, we don't have to talk to anybody. We say to ourselves. On Pesach there's a halacha of the guys of the info. We have to share this zechira with others. You have to talk to others. You don't even you make it in the form of a shayla and shul. So others are involved. That's the third chilek. And the fourth chilek was made that the zechira that we have all year round is not a mitzvah by itself. It's not mentioned among the Kriyat mitzvahs. It's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. It's noveya from the law of Kriyat Shema, whereas the mitzvah we have on Pesach, as people in Israel, is a mitzvah that it's a mitzvah listed among the Tayyak mitzvahs. The mitzvah by itself is a separate mitzvah. And the last chilek, which Rabbi Yosher Ber said, that all year round you have a din of schiro and that's it. On Pesach we also have an halacha. After we tell about Tziyat Mitzrayim, we have to be telling the Shvachim, we have to give Shabbat, we have to give praise to Hashem. I can say the Tichah, because all this happened, the Tichah Hanachnu Yodim Lehodos, we had Lahal and Shabbat, we have to give praise to Hashem. According to what we're saying right now, that there's a special halacha, that is supposed to be Margish, Tziyat Mitzrayim today, as if it happened actually today, there's another chilek we can perhaps make now between the mitzvah of Sefira, which we have all year round, and that constitutes only mentioning it and nothing else. where here there's a special halacha, you're supposed to be malgish as if you yourself are undergoing this yitzias Mitzrayim, as if you yourself are an eved and you're going out from Mitzrayim. With this, perhaps, we can understand, I'm going to show you that some Sefer which says similar things. We can understand why we make the bracha, she'os nisim, we don't make the bracha, she'os nisim, right in the beginning, before we start the Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim, before we start that bracha, but rather we make it at the end. Asher Golan, the Golan, that was said in Mitzrayim, bracha to Hashem, bracha Yisrael. Because as far as the mitzvah, our Sefer Yitzias Mitzrayim, that happened then, I mean, it's completed already. It happened a long time ago. We should say the bracha of Shas and Nissen, that was saying right in the beginning. But at Pesach night, we're also experiencing another kind of gula, another kind of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim that deals with Yetzias Mitzrayim that's happening to us today. So we couldn't say that bracha Shas and Nissen, that was saying right in the beginning, because it didn't, that second gula didn't happen yet. So we'd rather say that bracha in the end. The bracha Shas and Nissen, I was saying, you say as part of Gaul Yisrael, Shas and Nissen, because right now we're saying Shas and Nissen on both Gaulos, and the Gaul of Mitzrayim from a long time ago, and the Gaul of Mitzrayim that happened to us today. And that's why we say it in the end, perhaps. And some Sofer, as I told you before, I heard from Jonas of Shai many years ago, says something similar to us. He quotes the Gemara in Sochem, right in the beginning of Zion, that kol ha-mitzvos v'vorech aleihen ovelos yosin. You have to make a bracha before, except put them at tefillah. Tefillah, you make the bracha after. And Tosfos, there's many shot in there in Tosfos, but Tosfos brings one shot that we're talking about tefillah ger. A ger needs tefillah, to become a Jew, he needs tefillah. And why can't he make the bracha before? Because Akati, Gavor, Lechavi, he's still a goy. He's still not a Jew. How can he make a bracha? Hashem Kishon Mitzvah. Hashem commanded us to in his mitzvahs, he told us to do Ritzivonu al-Tfilah. There's no mitzvah on the Tfilah. Yeah, we cannot make it before. That's the only exception, says the Gemara. Some Sofer explains, I'll read you what I have written down over here. Some Sofer explains that since we're saying the Haggadah, the Tfilah of the Avodah Zorah Hoyavu Seinu, similar to what we said all along, the Tfilah of the Avodah Zorah Hoyavu Seinu, so it means until the Achshav, when we started the Seder, we're supposed to, according to the Tzavna Tanaya, also, we're supposed to be margish at that time, that we still have other, I can't be have other anan. True that we were redeemed from the Gaula that happened a long time ago, but the Gaula that's happening today hasn't started yet. It starts when we say, yes, Amen, Shem, and Mishraim. So therefore, we're in a position similar to a Gerish, before he's a guy, he's still an Akum, he can't make the bracha before until he's actually 100% true. And the second Gaula was not concluded until we come to the end of the Seder. That's what the Sofer says, although I couldn't find it. I looked, maybe it was wrong, I couldn't find it, but I trust Rabbi Yonis of Shaif that he was a student of the Sofer, so he must have he quoted him this way. Now we can understand that they all have a Morgan Avram. Now that we say that there's a special halacha that was supposed to be margish, that did be tzir, which might happen even today, akshok kevon ha-mokhan ha-mokhan, we can understand, we can perhaps answer the aura of the Morgan Avraham. When we say, after the Gaul Yisrael, that the tzirok ha-mokhan ha-yodim ha-hodos, we are obligated to thank, to shabeach, to foyer, the Misha Osra Lonu, to Hashem, Misha Osra Lonu, to tell Nisim Le'ela, to Yom Yavuz Le'ela, to Yom Yisim, etc. Because of that, the Noma, we say the Noma of Korma, we will now stay in front of them, for front of Hashem, Shiro Kadosh. The Morgan Avraham says the word shouldn't be the Noma. The Gaula happened a long time ago. It should be the Noma of Korma, Shiro Kadosh. Since Hashem took out the Nesrah from the side, at that time, the Noma, at that time, they said Shiro Kadosh. Why is it the Noma? And the Paz also asked the same question, how can we say the Noma? How can we say the Noma? And if you look at most Haggadahs, it does say the Noma upon the Shir Hagosh. Nitziv, the Nitziv in the Sefer Imrish, the Haggadah, Imrish Shepherd, asks, why is Hallel called the Shir Hagosh? That's already mentioned the Gemara in Sochem, and that will be fine. Several places, how does it get to be in the Shir Hagosh? According to what we're saying, the Nusach of the Noma could be correct. Because even though we talk about the Gula that happened a long time ago, that Gula, since it happened a long time, and the people then said Shira, we should say the Nemar Lekoyim of Shira Hadasha, but Shira Hadasha was said. But why are we saying the Nomar? Because we're not talking also about the Gula that happens right now, tonight. When we say Yotzei Hashem Mitzrayim, we're feeling the Gula. We're marking the Gula at this time right now. Because of that Gula, we have to say the Nomar. We are also, not only they said Shira Hadasha, but we're also saying Shira Hadasha. And perhaps that's the meaning of Shira Hadasha. True, Halil was already said at the time, obviously at the time. Why is it called Shira Hadasha? Because it's a Shira, not the Shira of the Shira Hadasha, but the Shira is for a Geula Hadasha, for a Geula Hadasha that took place, tonight. So the Nusach of Shira Hadasha is fine, according to what they're saying, according to the Haggadah service says, and also the Nusach of the Noma makes sense. Now based on this, we can also understand another halacha. It says in the Chaim says at Cholamoyit, Mechaba says in Cholamoyit, in the last 2 days of Pesach, we don't say Halak. We say the Diluk, and every time we say Halak, the Diluk, the Gemara says it's a sign that it's not saying, but there's a Chiyah to say Halak like Rosh Chodesh. There's no Chiyah to say Halak, because Rosh Chodesh lo Igdash Batiyat Melacha, the Gemara says there's no Isra Melacha. So why do you say Halak like Rosh Chodesh? Mimlach, I was saying in the Yadayim. The Mechaba came to Bogdol, and the Gemara says in times when the Rosh came to Bogdol, he saw that they were saying the Rosh Chodesh, they were saying Halak. So boy, Lasuki, Rav wanted to stop. But there's no Chiyuv Halak Rosh Chodesh. He wanted to do Melacha Rosh Chodesh. Not a full question. Kevin the Chazi, since he saw the Igluvi they were skipping, there was certain paragraphs they weren't saying, it showed him that they weren't saying it because they thought it was the Chiyuv to say Halal. He said it because at Minak I was saying the Yodain. So therefore, in the last 2 days of Pesach and Chalmoy, we don't say Halal. And the Mechaber, that's what the Mechaber said. They still say, brings from the Shibboleth HaLeket, that the reason why we don't say, there's no chiyuv to say Halel on the last 2 days of Pesach, is because there was Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Egyptians, the Mitzrayim, were drowned in the sea. And there's a passage, Al Tismach Yisrael, Al Gilko Amim, Ben Fol Oyvecha Al Tismach. When your enemies fall, don't be happy, don't rejoice. So therefore they don't say Halel. So why don't we say Halel and Chalamoy? There's no, they may be drowned in Chalamoy. So the says in the portion there, because if you're going to say Halei and Cholamoid and not the last two Pesach, it will put Cholamoid on a higher level than the last three Yisro Pesach. That can't be. But the question is, if you don't say Halei on the last day of Pesach, because in Cholei Vecho Al Tismach, we also shouldn't say Halei on the first day of Pesach, because what took place then Makas Pecholos? And if there's a passage that tells us we shouldn't say Halei when our enemies are falling, we also shouldn't say Halei on the first day of Pesach. Because Makas Pecholos. You have to say, like in the portion of Mechalik, there's a difference as to whether the Nes, as to whether the destruction and helped us, when the Nes was done for us, directly for us, whether it was done for some people a long time ago. And that's the Chilik. Now, if the Nes happened to you, yourself, then you can say Shira, even though it's gonna, even though your enemies are falling. But how even happen with Moshe Rabbeinu? We don't say Shira on the seventh day of Pesach. Because the Zohar Vech Al Tisma. That Moshe Rabbeinu did say, Oz Yoshe Moshe did say Shira. It shows that the miracle happens to the people themselves, you have to say Shira. That's what the portion say. And there's a Rai from the Gemara, from some heaven. The Gemara says that Christio was destined to be Mashiach. And he was going to be the Mashiach. What happened? Why did he lose his status as Mashiach? Because he did not say Shira to Hashem. When Sancheirev, he was saved from Sancheirev, he didn't say Shira. What's the problem? He didn't say Shira when he was saved, because before the Al Tisma, he saw the destruction that's happening to all, the destruction that's happening to all the people that are from Sancheirev, from Ashur. So he didn't say Shira, which shows us that when a nace happens to you, you are supposed to say Shira even when Bintolei Vecho. That's what it seems from there. So based on that, there's a big chilik between what happened on the Kriyas Yamsuf, the nace of Kriyas Yamsuf, and the nace and the Yisiyas Mitzrayim itself. The Yisiyas Mitzrayim didn't just happen then. It happened, like the Haggadah Rebbe says, it happened to us. Every right now, at the night of the Seder, we're sitting at the Seder, where the nace happened to us. The nace didn't just happen to others, it happened to us. Therefore we say Shira, even though I've been falling there. Whereas by Kriyas Yamsuf, it doesn't say anywhere that Hayiv Adam Liros as Atmo Ki'ilu Hashem Koralos Hayom. It doesn't say that. Now, the mace of Kriyas Yamsuf happened to them. It didn't happen to us. It didn't happen to them and not to us. There's no, you're not supposed to say Shira Altisma, Mace of Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim didn't just happen thousands of years ago. It happens to us today. Ashok Kevan, the Yotzeinu Hashem in Mitzrayim, we're supposed to have this Hagosha, we're supposed to feel as if this happened to us, as if you went out of Mitzrayim, that the Nes happened to us. We can say Shiva like Moshe Rabbeinu said Shiva. The Nes happened to him, by Kriyas Yamsuf, and therefore he said Shiva. Nothing wrong with that. But the Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf didn't happen to us. It happened to people a long time ago, and there's no obligation, doesn't say any place, that Hayav Adam Liros is Atmo, Hilo Hashem Korolos Hayom. I remember many years ago, when my first son was born, we lived in Detroit, Silver came to the dress. He was a Sunday. And he davened with us that morning. And I showed him something. He davened Nusach Ashkenaz, we davened Nusach Sfar. So I showed him in the davening, and as I was saying right before Shemana Esra, we say, Mitzrayim Galtonu, Hashem redeemed us from Mitzrayim, who? Galtonu, us, he redeemed us, Mitzvon, Yisonu, Chobre Morotto, Chobre Morotto, the Yamtov Vakata. He split the sea. And Nusach Sfar, if you look closely to the Siddur, the Yamtov Lohem Vakata. Why does it say the Yamsuf Lohem Bokata? Apparently, the name of Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim happened to us also. That's why we say Mitzrayim Ga'altonu. But the name of Kriyat Yamsuf happened only to them. There is no obligation upon us. Ke'ilu Hashem Koralom Mitzrayim. I remember Rabbi Silver smiled. He didn't say a word, which is also unusual, but he had no comment on what I said. He smiled, but later on when he spoke at the verse, he mentioned it. He said I had a point, whatever. Based on that, that was as far as he went. Now, there's a problem with this Gemara, with this Shibboleth, with this Chiddush, that we don't say Shiro. When Kintola Ivecha Al Tithma, that's why we don't say Hala in the last 2 days of Pesach, it's Rehoira Kasha from the Perish Gemara. The Gemara says in Eilchim. Gemara asked, why on Pesach do we say Hala only the first 2 days, the first day of Pesach, and after that we don't? And why on Sukkot do we say Hallel every day? So the Gemara, I think it's Tafid Aleph for you, right in the beginning of Erechim, the Gemara answers that there's a difference. Pesach is, Sukkot is Halukim the Korban of saying every day there's a different Korban. There's a different number of animals. I shouldn't tell you what Tosfos is in Mazdut. Whereas on Pesach, it's the same Korban as every day. So that Tosfos and Tainus, I'll read you the words of Tosfos. Those in Titus explains this, what difference does it make whether it's Halukim Korban Hosein or not. The Tosfos explains, more than Erechim Daf Yud. The Tosfos explains, actually Rashi says it too, but Tosfos says it in more detail. The Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach Hu Gomer Halil, says the complete Halil, Abba Shimon Esimei Pesach Lo. We should know Domi L'Hanukkah, Pesach the other days are not like Hanukkah. The Sukkos, this Hanukkah Sukkos. Why the Hanukkah, Dino, who, the reason why Hanukkah is in Ligmor is the Hanukkah, to say the whole Hanukkah, the B'chol Kas Yomim, in all 8 days, Ha'anes Mizgadil. The Nes was great, it became bigger and bigger. First, it burned one extra day, two extra days, the longer it burned, the Nes was getting bigger. G'hoya Kol Chad V'chad Yontav Bidne Asma. Every day was like a brand new Yontav. V'chein, the Sukkos. Kol Yoma V'yoma Ha'li Yontav Le'atzma. Every day of Sukkot is considered a special, a separate yontav. Lifishe pori hachag mismaite lohotim. Because every day brings different types of kabbonis, which shows us that it's just, every day is a different yontav. So every day is a yontav and a different yontav. Yontav is lechai ben halal. That's why I say halal every day, complete halal. Whereas by Pesach, our Pesach eno mishkane lo me kabbonos lo me yontav lekach ein gomim mos lehal ayom arishon. The Pesach is the same yontav that lasts for the number of days. It's not a new yontif. In other words, and that yontif, as far as Hallel is concerned, we already said Hallel on that yontif. And so is when every day we have different types of kavanos, which Tamar shows us that it's a concern that's considered a different kind of a holiday, but you don't bring the same kavanos as you brought yesterday. So we said Hallel in the first day, so it didn't suffice for the second day because it's a different kind of a yontif. The fact that we know that it's a different kind of a, the fact that you bring different kavanos shows us a different kind of yontif. Whereas on Pesach, every day you bring the same problems. If that's the case, it shows there's one long yontif, as far as Hallel is concerned,
that starts on the first day and goes through Pesach. And since we already said Hallel on that day, so we don't have to say Hallel again. That day we said on the first day. The second, third, and fourth are all the same day. So if that's the case, Gemara gives a reason why we don't say Hallel on the last, on Shvi'i for Pesach. So why do we have, and it has to do with the fact that Pesach is Ein Chalukim because we're not saying. So what do we need the reason for that B'Kol Avecha Lo Tismach? Why do we have to have two reasons? We have a reason, number one, that B'Kol Avecha Lo Tismach, don't say Hallel when Mighty Yodav, like Hashem said to Malachi Ashor, if you want to say Hallel. Mighty Yodav, I told him the Yam, V'atim Anim Shiva. I mean, we have that reason. Why do we need the reason of Ein Chalukim Kabon? Why do we need two reasons? So I once mentioned, I wrote it someplace, I don't know if it's being printed, it's not being printed in Adorim, but I wrote it sometime ago. And Adorim comes out, we'll see. There's two mechayvim in the law of Hallel. Two things bring about a fee of Hallel. Number one, yontif is a mechayv of Hallel. Whenever there's a yontif, there's a fee of Hallel. Even though there's no nes. For example, Rosh Chodesh, there's no nes. We're not observing Rosh Chodesh because a nes happened. And we would say Hallel if it weren't for the reason of low English, that's years in the law. We would say Hallel on that. You would say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. There's no nes. Obviously, we say Hallel even when there's no nes. Yontif is mechayv in Hallel. Likewise, you find that Sukkot and Shavuos. There's no specific miracle. Miracles happen all the time, but there's no specific miracle that we're mentioning on Shavuos. It's Kabbalah Sotera, but we don't. So if that's the case, nothing specific happened. So, and still we say Hallel. Why? It's not commemorating any nes. It shows us that Yontif is mechayv in Hallel, even though no miracle happened. And there's another situation where we find that, for example, by Hanukkah, even though Hanukkah doesn't have a din of Yontif at all, even Purim, there's a shaila, whether it says Mishnah of Yontif, but the Gemara says Yontif means that he has Malacha, and the Gemara discusses that Yontif, they went to the Kabbal. They suggested Yontif, Gemara Megillah, but they went to the Kabbal Yontif. So there's no din of Yontif, yet we say Hallel. So we see from there, there's also an Indian that not just Yontif is Mechayiv Hallel, but their name is Mechayiv Hallel. Here on the Shvi'i Shel Pesach, we have both halachas. We have it's Yontif. It's starting to call Malacha, from Mikra Kodesh Shvi'i Lachem, it's Malacha. So we should say Hallel. We need the reason from the Gemara, Ein Chalukim Kabon Hashem, to tell us why this Yontif is not Mechayiv Hallel. Why? Because he already said Hallel the first day. And all the other days of Pesach are it's the same day. We already said Hallel on the first day of Yontif, so that Yontif has already, if we already said Hallel on that Yontif, we don't have to say it again. Then we have another reason. True. We already said Hallel for the sake of Yontif. But a new miracle happens right now. Kriyas Yamsu. Why don't we say Hallel for that? And for that, the Gemara tell us the reason is because because when creatures of Hashem are drowning in the sea, you don't say Hallel. Okay, just one more thing I'm going to tell you, because I don't want to spend the whole day on this. We have, based on what we said, that there's two geulos. There's the geulos that happened a long time ago, and the geulos that happens every night in Pesach. There has to be going to stand a quarter of the Haggadah, which many Mephoshim ask the Kasha on. Basically, the Mishkanos Yaakov, as far as I know, is the first one to discuss this. We have a Maisa B'chamishor Sikainim, Maisa B'lozor, Abishua, B'lozor Nazayev, Abitiva, Abitalfin, Shoyim Mishum, Mnei Barak, the Gemara tells us, Oyim Mishapim, Yisiyaz Nisrayim, Kolo Shalayim. All night they were talking about Yisiyaz Nisrayim. One of the five Sikainim was B'lozor Nazayev, who proposed that the Korban Pesach can only be eaten at Katzos. The famous Kasha can only be eaten at Katzos. So therefore, according to him, also the Mitzvah of Hilas Matzah, he can't be yoked after Katzos. Why is that? Because Matzah, Yomarim Sochim, compares Matzah to Korban Pesach. Whenever there's a Chiyuv of Korban Pesach, there's a Chiyuv of Matzah. Based on the Pesach, Al Matzah is a Yomarim Yochlu. Whenever there's a Chiyuv of Korban Pesach, there's a Chiyuv of Matzah. After Hatzos, because of Rosh and Azariah, there's no Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. Obviously, there shouldn't be a Chiyuv of Matzah. And if there's no Chiyuv of Matzah, there's also no Chiyuv of Tibri Yisiyaz Nisrayim. But the Yisiyaz Nisrayim says, Babu Zerah, Omar Kiyel, Vishor, Shiyesh Matzah, Umoro, Menoch, Menoch. Since there's no Chiyuv of Korban Pesach, there's no Matzah, Menoch, Menoch. So therefore, there's no Chiyuv of Tibri Yisiyaz Nisrayim. So the question is, and many Mephoshim ask this, why did Rabbi Lozen Azai stay up all night? There's no Chiyuv of Tibri Yisiyaz Nisrayim for him, according to his Shita. Okay, so some answer that this was, Nebrach was the city where Rabbi Kiva lived. And Rabbi Akiva holds that Pesach is eaten kol ha'layla. Rabbi Akiva holds that Pesach is eaten the whole night. And therefore the Chiyuv Matzah is the whole night. And therefore the Tzibur Tzayin is also all night. In other words, he did not want to be a Mishana to act differently in the place where Rabbi Akiva was the Rav. Rabbi Akiva was the Meir of the Asra. Okay. As a matter of fact, the Imre Shefer and the Tzit, the Agwad Imre Shefer tells us that even though Rav Tarfon was older than Rabbi Akiva, and there's a svara in the Gemara in Subas that he was even his Rebbe, but still they mentioned him after. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon was the last. Why? Because he was the it's just to stress that even though he was a Rebbe, and Rabbi Akiva was the Talmud, still the fact he was the Rav here, and the Rebbe gave cover to the Talmud in his own community. That's one theory people give. Maral speaks about this kasha. Why did Rabbi Elazar Azariah stay up all night? He could have learned something else. So when the Ritva was saying, it makes sense. Because we're saying there's two kinds of gulas. There's a gula that happened at that time, a long time ago, and there's a gula that's happening every night. Through the gula, we have to be Norik today, like we know people were Norik at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're like experiencing the same thing that Jews experienced at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So true, the gula that happened at that time is bound to matzah, like al matzah and rolam yochlu, and therefore it's also bound to the mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as far as that mitzvah is concerned, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would have stopped at Chatzos. But there's something else involved. They're supposed to experience the same experience that the Jews experienced when they left the time. And the Gemara tells them in Barachas, they left in the daytime. We find the Gemara says in Barachas, that says, the Lo Yostu Ela Bayom. So in order for us, for our Lord and Isaiah to comply with the Chiyuv of acting like they acted as they went out of the time, he couldn't stop. He couldn't stop in the night. He had to continue. But as far as Allah, if he had the time of then, it would have been sufficient at Katos. But Allah that tells us, Chai Rodin Lahavi Shafatmo, to feel the Yitzhak Mitzrayim today, for that he had to act like they did. And one of the reasons of our Seba, is because we have to be knowing in you can Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Because the Shita of the Ravio tells us, since Haseba is supposed to symbolize Chavos, Bezman Hazer, the Ravio says, which is even a long time ago, certainly today, people don't symbolize Chavos, Haseba no longer symbolizes Chavos. So he says, maybe we shouldn't sit the Haseba. It's not a symbol of Chavos anymore. But the reason why we sit, there's a Medrash. Written on the Medrash over here. On the Pasuk, I guess I didn't write it down. On the Pasuk, Vayatev Elohim Deres Yisrael. Right, Vayatev Elohim Esorom. So Vayatev, he made him go around. So the Medrash says in Pasuk B'Shalach, Mikan Omu Rabbeinu Shafilu Onish B'Yisrael Lo Yochal Ad Sheyesev. You have to recline, because Vayatev doesn't just mean they went around. Vayatev, the Medrash says they fed Shershiva on the Seva. So Mela, even though the dinner it no longer symbolizes Chavos, the Haseba no longer according to the Rabbi, because people nowadays have other ways how to display their freedom, the fact that their happiness and their joy from Yetzias Mitzrayim. But so therefore, as far as that's concerned, there would no longer be a chiyuv of a Haseba, but you still have a Haseba because based on the pasuk Vayachter Elokim, and that type of a Haseba has absolutely nothing to do with the din of Chelus, and that's simon. Of the Seder was the obligated to even today. I'd like to thank Rabbi Polakov, and Rabbi Dworkin. I don't know if anybody else had the shaykhs with me coming here this morning for the great honor of speaking to such a chashuv olam. And I'm going to take every... What? Yeah, listen here a minute. And I want to wish everybody before I conclude the chakosh of the Sameach. Does anyone have a question? Yeah, okay. I hear your point. Meshuvah means he didn't have to do it, but he... Okay, so now you're telling me the reason why... You're giving a good answer. In other words, the reason why he was up, he didn't have to, according to his shita, but he stayed up because of the Meshuvah. You only ask your question, though. If he stayed up, if he stayed, Karl Marbe, let's say somebody's going to do it the next day. Is it also Meshuvah? Meshuvah means probably at the time when there's a chiyuv to do it. I can finish it in 2 minutes and finish it in 20 minutes, but if you do it, if you talk about it more at the time when there's no chiyuv, it's not either on mitzvah, is that also Meshuvah? If I talk about it today, am I Meshuvah? Oh, they only stopped it because of Kriyashma. But as far as the mitzvah of God, they wouldn't continue. Because Kriyashma, yes.
One is the mitzvah of every single night, that's the thing, and one is the special one for the
Shabbat. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
On Shabbat night, he was retiring the mitzvah of Pesach, as the regular mitzvah, every single night.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, though.
Right,
I hear what you're answering. Right. I take your point, but let me ask you a question now. Did Rabbi Elazar Nazai every night spend 6 hours, 5 hours, the kind of mitzvah all year round? Apparently not. Apparently not. I mean, Rabbi Elazar Nazai, the mitzvah, like we pointed out in the beginning, the mitzvah every day is the din of Sechira. And Sechira, you can do it, just mention it. According to you, he spent the second half of the night, even though there was no chiyuv as far as the mitzvah of Pesach, he spent the second half of the night talking about the other time, because the other mitzvah, which is the mitzvah, call you the mantiskos, the mitzvah, the mitzvah, the mitzvah, the mitzvah, the mitzvah. So he spent from Chatzot until 6 in the morning, or 5 in the morning. That's a good question, and the portion is custom. Because the first paragraph of the Chamisha Skenim talks about Pesach. And the next paragraph, Laws of Hishi, Shadama, Isir, Mitzrayim, Baleos, is talking and discussing not laws of Pesach, discussing the, it's a mission of Bar, it's discussing the mitzvah all year round. And what's the connection? There's a long discussion on this. There's a Degel Ruven, my Ruven Katz has a whole shuva on this, and he speaks in great length. What's the connection between that paragraph and the other paragraph? They're talking about two separate mitzvahs. But according to what we said in the beginning, that the mitzvah all year round only applies a mitzvah of Tzchira. We've mentioned Rav Soloveitchik. Only mitzvah Tzchira, whereas on Pesach, there's a mitzvah of people. But Tzchira, you do quickly. As a matter of fact, you mentioned you see after flying by the Kavish, therefore you see after flying, or by the davening, which Manasseh. So therefore, he's already retiring the mitzvah. And there's kashas on this Rashba, because according to this Rashba, you're retiring the mitzvah of Pesach with one word. You see after flying, and the Nesivos, and the state, it's also Hagwad, but the Nesivos, as kashas on this, because you're not retiring the mitzvah of people you see after flying with one word. Just the thing that was here in place. There's a mice in this, and called the state from the Nesivos, who describes a great. Yeah, I don't know if you were here in the beginning. I pointed out in the beginning. I don't remember. I pointed out chalukim between the mitzvah. I pointed out five chalukim or six chalukim between the mitzvah of Sipur Yisiyat Yisrayim all year and the mitzvah of Yisiyat Yisrayim all year and the mitzvah of Sipur on Pesach. I pointed out five chalukim. One of them was that chiluk that the whole year you just have the chiluk. But on Pesach you have to have sequel, etc. I mentioned that. I mentioned that I have the Soloveitchik, I have Yoshua Ben Soloveitchik. I mentioned this a little bit.
Okay.
Whether you start with Silav or the Zohar, of the Devil, the Zohar, or yeah.
Okay. I understand what your point is. Okay, again, I'd like to thank anybody who was involved with this. Rabbi Palakot. I was walking here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see it. And Rabbi Shulman. Rabbi Shulman's been receiving mail from me whether he lived in Australia, whether he lived in London, wherever he lived, even when he lived in New York, in Manhattan. So I want to thank everybody for having given me the opportunity to speak with such a chashuv olam of Bnei Torah. I even have one of my students here from this year. The father brought one of my students. He should be in the yeshiva at this point. I'm going to have to make an alibi for him, and I want to take this opportunity to wish each and every one a chakosh of the Sameach. Maybe just... Okay, thank you.
I spoke longer than 4 seconds. Okay. I don't know, sorry.